Hey, what's up, guys? You're now tuned in to the podcast, Marketing with Mike. We're going to be giving out valuable information and tips on social media marketing, how to improve your business, how to gain more leads with your business, and much, much more. So take a seat, relax, keep a pen and a pad close. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the next episode of Marketing with Mike, the podcast series. All right, so last episode, I believe we answered what a brand was. In this episode, we're going to be talking about why a brand is important, and then we're going to be going through branding decisions. Lovely. So make sure you got your pens, paper ready. Take notes. These are gems. These are gems. All right. I hope you all had a great day. I've had a pretty productive day, and that's the most I can always ask for. I just like to be busy. I like to make progress, you know, and that's important to me because I just like to get stuff done. I can't not get anything done. It breaks my heart. All right, so what we're talking about tonight is why is branding important? Okay, so a lot of you all are new to the podcast, and if you are, you should probably go back and listen to the other podcast episodes that talk about branding, what it is. Just a small recap of the last episode. We went over what a brand was by dictionary definition, and then we also went into, I gave an alternate aspect of my personal understanding of what a brand is. But right now, we're going to talk about what it is in business terminology, okay? So, one, why is branding so important? One, it's loyalty and value, okay? Brands create loyalty and value. It creates customer loyalty, and it increases business value. This promotes growth within your business, okay? People want to come back. People want to keep doing business with you because of the message that you're giving with your brand, the morals and values that you represent every day on a consistent basis. It's how you build loyalty. It's how you build relationships that last 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 years, okay? It's how businesses stay open so long because customers are loyal. They come back because they trust what they're going to get from that brand every time, all right? Two, authority and expertise. All right, so branding is important because it helps you to build and establish authority and expertise within your field. People associate higher quality to branded products. So the more you brand, the more people will see the quality of your product, because every time you brand, you're giving them a new reason to choose you. Okay, remember, you can't sell it if you can't tell it, all right? So, you need to know the facts, you need to know the market research, the data, you need to know what's going on with your target audience, you know, their personal lives, their frustrations, their fears, their goals, you know, you need to know what drives them, you need to know what they look for in that particular product category, what gives them security when it comes to making a decision in this specific product category, okay? Three, legacy. Branding is important because it is your legacy. It's your legacy. It is an ultimate, the ultimate symbol of your contribution to the world, okay? We talked about what a brand was in the last episode, and we touched on legacy. It is what you actually leave behind. Okay, it is what, you know, you leave to your children, you know, something that serves humanity in the greatest way you could possibly imagine through your passion, your sacrifice, and something that you really truly love doing, you know, to help others. Okay, and this is why it's important. So one, loyalty and value. Two, authority and expertise. And three, legacy. All right, moving on. Now, branding decisions. Branding decisions is four steps that are used when you start your business so that you can establish your brand, you know, basically manifesting that vision of that energy source, that entity that you have that's going to serve humanity in the best possible way. All right, so one is branding position. There are four of these. One is branding position. We're going to talk about these more in depth. Branding position, attributes, detailed information, okay? It's the benefits, you know, why you, where do you stand as a brand, as a business, your beliefs and your values. All these things are in your branding position. What are you going to do to solve the problems in your product category? What are you going to do to stand out from everybody else in your product category? What services are you going to have available? You know, how are you going to serve them? You know, how are you going to make a difference? Actually make a difference. Okay. Two, brand name selection. A lot of people are familiar with this one, but they skip the rest of them, like all of them. I know a lot of people that just have a logo. Some don't have a tagline, no aesthetic, crappy design. I've seen JPEGs. I mean, I understand. Like, I know when I was trying to figure it all out, I had a lot of stuff like that as well. I had JPEGs and no LLC, no legal documentations, no tagline, no color coordination, no aesthetic, no design. Like, I get it. I totally get it. But once I was aware that if I could just sit my ass down and learn, that I could acquire everything that I needed to be successful and to be professional, you know, within my industry, okay? So, two, brand name selection. This is your logo and tagline, okay? Design, aesthetic, all right? Legal documentation, LLC, S-Corp, etc., etc. You just want to know, legal documentation, you just want to know that, you know, that name's even available for you to have. Like, honestly, I've definitely had a bit of a scuffle acquiring Market Mike, but it's mine. So make sure it's yours. Get shit legalized. Don't play around. A lot of people play around and don't have it legal, and then can't pay taxes, and then can't get the big tax breaks, and you know, it's just be legit. Like, get it going. Like, honestly, don't bullshit. Don't waste time with that. Okay, so one, you've got your branding position, your attributes, you know, your detailed information on your services and why you're doing this, and the benefits, you know, the why you, why should we choose you, the problem solving methods. You've identified the problems within your product category. You are very conscious of the beliefs and values of your brand, okay? And then we're going to talk about it too. It also goes into your mission and vision statement. Once you do your branding position, you know where you stand. So that's what makes up the basic information that'll go in your mission and vision statement. Anyway, two, brand name selection, like we just said, the logo, tagline, design, aesthetic, you know, color coordination. The colors hold energy as well, so you want to be able to choose them wisely. Legal documentation, you know, get your fucking paperwork, get an office, do what you gotta do. Three, brand sponsorship. Now, this one you have to pay attention to when I get ready to break this down. Three is brand sponsorship. It depends on what product category you're actually in to make sure that you do this right. But there's so much growth and potential in brand sponsorship, okay? Brand sponsorship deals with licensing. I don't know why it sounds weird to me. Licensing. Okay. Anyway, licensing, co-branding, manufacturing, and private branding. All right. Those are brand sponsorships. Licensing, co-branding, manufacturing, and private branding. We're going to get into those. Four, brand development. All right. That's your line extension and brand extension. Okay. We're going to be going through all of that in this episode. So let's go to break and I'll be back and be ready. We're gonna get into it. All right. Let's go into branding position. In parentheses, I'd like you to put identity. Identity. Who are you? Okay. We're going to start off with attributes. All right. So detailed information. Write this down. Detailed information on your service or product, including but not limited. Not limited to prices and values, okay? Again, detailed information on your service or product, including but not limited to prices and values. All right, so if you got information on your service or product, if it's a product, maybe you need to make them let them know the flavor. You know, you need to know the flavor and why is this? Why did you choose that flavor? What's so important to it? What's so beneficial about that flavor? A color and aesthetic, you know, of the product or the service that you're providing, especially if it's digital. Colors matter because they speak to people. They all hold energy, okay? Your prices, the value. So a lot of times people have products that are very, 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 very valuable, and the price might be not so high. Still, tell people the value of the product, and if it's higher than the actual price, that's a fucking good thing. Let them know that, like, yo, look, this is $100 value, but we're giving it to you for $63, you know, dollars, whatever the case may be. Let them know this. They need to know that it's important. All right, it shows the value of the actual product, what they're getting, and then you have a chance to prove that value as well, you know, before they even make a purchase. Okay, so that, and that's what we're gonna get into now, which is benefits. So why you? Why you? That's next. Why you? Benefits. What distinguishes you from others within your market, okay? And to figure this out, you're going to need to do market research, all right? You need more information on your competitors, figure out what they are doing, figure out what they are not doing. That's the most important thing of all. Figure out what they are not doing or what they fall short on, and then you make that your strong point. That means no matter how big the business is, if you deliver on a separate, on a different level than they deliver, you've still got the upper hand, okay? Now, next, beliefs and values, okay? This is almost the most, this is the most important one to me, honestly. I'm sorry to get back into all this energy talk, but this is just so, like, amazing to me. Like, it makes sense, okay? So, beliefs and values. What are your beliefs since you are your brand? You know what I mean? You are your brand in human form. So I'm going to say what are your, not what are your brand's beliefs. What are your beliefs? What morals lay your foundation? What impact do you want to have on the world? These are questions that you need to ask. And you need to ask it as yourself, but also as your brand, okay? What is the core reason you want to provide these services and products in the first place? You need to answer these, all right? This will let you know where you stand with beliefs and values, and then you can actually serve humanity. You can serve society with those with those beliefs and values up front. And that's what you want to promote on a consistent basis anyway. The beliefs and values that you have as a brand, as a person. You want to make the world a better place. You want to create more jobs, more opportunities. You want to build communities, you know, create more communities. You want to improve the economics. Whatever you believe in, whatever you value, this is what you want to show, to present, to represent consistently as your brand through your online presence. Okay, that's your branding position. Now, brand name selection. Okay, so very simple, easy, all right? Logo design, right? So names, colors, symbols, aesthetics. You want to get your point across. When people see your logo and they see your design, you want them to feel something. Like when you see Nike or when you see that M, that M arch, and you're driving, you know, like, yo, I can go get food. Like, that's Mickey D's, right? I'm close, baby. You know what I'm saying? So you want your logo and your design to be easily translatable. You want it to be easily recognizable. You want people to feel a certain way when they see your logo, when they see your shit, you know? When they see it, they you know, it's it just, it gives them the feeling that they found what they were looking for, or, you know, it looks like an answer, or it could be an answer, you know, or it pulls them in, it attracts them to find out more information, all right? Make it simple and easy, like Market Mike LLC. Nobody has to figure out what I do. Nobody has to think about what I do. They automatically associate marketing with who I am, or what my brand does, because of the name, okay? And then the tagline, which is even just as important. My tagline's attracting leads, fulfilling needs. Attracting leads, fulfilling needs. That's four fucking words, okay? And it tells them what I do. I bring them customers. I get them business. I grow their business. It tells them what I do. So you want to make sure that you create a logo and a logo design and a tagline that all ties in to what it is that your service or product provides, okay? And what you want to provide as service to society, okay? Humanity, okay? And then legal documentation, of course. This is self-explanatory. Get your fucking paperwork, LLC, S-Corp, DBA, etc., whatever it is, make sure that you get it and make sure that it is legal. Make sure that no one else has it, because if they will, then, you know, you can lawsuits and all type of different stuff can happen when you're not safe with that. So make sure that you get that figured out and make sure that it's legit and all that good stuff, which you can go to. If you're in Indianapolis, you can go to nbiz.net, I believe, or .com, one of them for Indiana, and that's where you can actually create your LLC or your business, and they give you all the forms, the organization forms, and all that good stuff. So just go ahead and get started. I mean, I don't even think it costs that much, honestly. I think it's like between $250 to $300 to get you all set up, all pieces of all the articles and everything, EIN number included. So get it set up, do it, knock it out, all right? Now, next, what is brand sponsorship, okay? What is brand sponsorship? To me, in my mind, I'm like, it's kind of like the art of giving, you know? But it's also a science to it, which is pretty dope, I feel like. It made me feel smart, so whatever. So, so brand sponsorship is a marketing strategy, okay? You use it to support people to create relationships with other brands, influencers, or people who might be able to help you reach your target audience more and on different levels, okay? So a brand usually is supporting an event, activity, person, or organization when they are doing brand sponsorships, okay? And this helps them to get in front of other audiences that may share interest in their product or service. So just in case, oh, let me just do an example. I'm doing marketing, so I want to help out small businesses, so it's okay for me to go and do maybe a presentation or sponsor space, event space, to a business coach, okay, or people that want to do startup businesses, and they're doing a workshop on startup businesses, and everything they need to get started, and they come to the program, they get a grant, or whatever the case may be, and then boom, I'm right there as a social media marketing guy, like, hey, I'm going to show you how to start making money in the first 60 days, all you got to do is opt into this, and boom, you know what I mean, so I sponsored the event for a business coach. The business coach comes and presents all this amazing value to them and gives them so much opportunity and so much information. And then my brand gets exposed to them, to that audience, because I sponsored the event space. So I had a chance to put flyers on each seat. I had a chance to introduce myself before the show. I had a chance to make a small 20 to 30 minute presentation in between the other speakers. And so I'm able to make an impression that people are like, okay, I'm ready to go with this. And then they get done with that. And then they give me a call because they're ready to move into the next phase of their business. You know what I mean? So brand sponsorship can really, really help. It can really help a lot of people. It can really help a lot of business owners. You just got to figure out what you can sponsor. A lot of people think they need to sponsor money all the time, but you don't have to sponsor money all the time. You do need to sponsor something. So sponsor products, sponsor space, sponsor time. Like, you know, figure out what it is that you have that is of value and, you know, and offer it. Okay, or you as a business owner find out what somebody else has as value other than money and leverage that, ask for that, okay? Because 9 out of 10, you'll get that before you get the money, all right? So, 4 types of brand sponsorship, and I will be telling you which type I usually deal with and what I do for myself, okay? So, for the first one, it's licensing. This word is really weird to me. I think I just haven't said it in a while. Licensing. Anyway, names, symbols created by other manufacturers for a fee. Okay? Names or symbols created by other manufacturers for a fee. So, licensing can, a lot of times this can include like songs, example, songs for film soundtracks and stuff like that, or cartoons. These songs, they have to be licensed out to licensees or people who are doing films, or people who are doing shows and stuff like that. And then the people who made these songs, these music artists and producers alike, everybody's getting a royalty fee from that license, okay? So a lot of people have licenses out right now that they're getting paid every month for through royalty checks for getting their music played on the soundtracks of films. They have to license it. Also, they do this if you go to the mall, if you ever go to Rainbows, I don't know, a lot of people have been to Rainbows, but if you go to these clothing stores and they have like these cartoons that you always see, like Dora the Explorer and Mickey Mouse and stuff like that, but it's not like a Mickey Mouse store, it's not a Disney store or anything like that, then these people are usually licensing the right to use those names and symbols that were created by Disney, Walt Disney, for a fee, right? And then they're charging you probably a little bit over what they bought for it, of course, so that they can make money back off of it. And that's really licensing right there. So if I wanted to take Nike and put it in my store, I'd be having to pay Nike, you know, well, that was the best example, honestly, those two. But I believe there is a store here in Indianapolis. I'm not sure the name of it. I can't remember. Hangtime. I believe it's Hangtime. Hangtime. So Hangtime has a lot of Nike, Adidas, and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure that they have to use the licensing to be able to sell those types of clothes and have to sell them at a certain price in order to make their profit off of it, as well as the other, the actual manufacturers to make their profit, right? Okay, so co-branding. Next, co-branding. The use of 2 established brands on 1 project for higher appeal, okay? The use of 2 established brands on 1 project for higher appeal. That's co-branding. Now, an example of this, I'm going to go back to music. An example of this is a featured song. So you've got 2 different brands. You've got Drake's brand, you've got Wayne's brand. They're both on 1 song. This makes the appeal on that song higher. So Wayne's audience is going to come see what he did. Drake's audience is going to come see what he did. And then Wayne's audience is going to meet Drake. And then Drake's audience is going to meet Wayne. And it's going to be fucking dope, right? It's going to be double the love, right? So that's co-branding. That's co-branding. When they do a mixtape together or whatever they do together, that's co-branding. It can, and this can go for events, programs, workshops, anything. This can go for anything that 2 established brands work on 1 project for higher appeal, okay? Next, manufacturers, okay? So national brand or original creators. National brand or original creators. Now, an example of this would be Kellogg's. Okay, so Kellogg's cereal, it's a cereal line. They have a lot of different cereals. And so they're manufacturers. They're the national brand. They're the original creators. But they have a lot of different products under that one national brand. So you got Kellogg's Crispies or Kellogg's Frosties. You got different names under Kellogg, but Kellogg is the manufacturer. All cereals that come from Kellogg's are coming from that one national brand, that one original creator. And the same thing we said about brands like Sony, or you can, you know, I mean, you could do PlayStation, or you can do Xbox or Microsoft, whatever you want to say, but these are the manufacturers that are creating these other types of products that they've already created. Okay, so Nintendo, for example, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, you know, Nintendo did the Wii, you know, Nintendo did the GameCube. So they had a lot of things that they had a lot of products out, but they were under one manufacturer, which was Nintendo. Okay, get it? All right, so private brand is next, and we're gonna go take a break. All right, so private brand. Store brand, your own label, or distributor, okay? Store brand, your own label, or you are the sole distributor. It's a private brand, okay? This includes, like, clothing, supplies, groceries, medicines, textiles, and more. It's usually seen in retail. Okay, it's usually seen in retail, and I know sometimes you go into, like, these Family Dollar stores, and then you'll see, you know, you'll see private brands there, because these are not clothes that are, like, all out, like, you know, exclusive and stuff like that. These are private brands that supply clothes at an affordable or cheaper price, okay? They're not name brand, right? So you also could see this in Family Dollar when you go and get, like, soap or detergent. You know, they've got the actual exclusive brands there. You've got Tide, Extra, but then they've also got their private brand there. You know, the off brand, should I say, or the Family Dollar laundry detergent that you can always buy, and they want you to, you know, what's the word? They want you to kind of, you know, size them up a little bit, should I say. See what works better. Compare, you know, the two brands and stuff like that. And so that's the best example of a private brand. Okay, so after this break, we're going to go into brand development. All right, we'll be back after this. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show. We're going into brand development now. So what is brand development? Now, brand development is the consistent keyword. Brand development is the consistent strategy-driven process of brand's growth within its market, okay? Again, brand development is the consistent strategy-driven process of a brand's growth within the market. Now, keywords, like I said, consistent. This is ongoing. People mistake brand development and content marketing as two very entirely different things, but they're not. They're very, 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 very similar, okay? And you need content marketing in order to develop your brand, because content marketing is the consistent strategy-driven process that grows your brand, okay? So first, develop a message outline for daily use that translates your brand's positioning to your target audience. I'm gonna have to break it down, aren't I? All right. A message outline for daily use that translates your brand's positioning to your target audience. Your message is to address the concerns of your target audience, okay? Your message is to address the concerns of your target audience. You should know your audience. You need information. Once you get this information on their fears, their doubts, their worries, you know, in life and towards that particular product or service category that you work in, then you need to create a message that answers, gives solutions to those problems, that answers the questions that they have, that make them feel more secure with making a decision when it comes to that product or that service that they know that they need. Okay? They need to build trust. They need to know that, you know, to believe that it will work. You know, they need to believe. And you can do that by demonstrating, showing proof, showing research results. You know, you have to have a message that answers questions with the solution, that connects with the audience by showing them you understand their problem. You know, things of that sort, okay? A name, logo, tagline that translates your brand positioning, okay? How you communicate is the key. So a name, logo, tagline that translates your brand positioning, all right? Next, a content marketing strategy. You need a strategy. People always think they don't need a strategy. You need a content marketing strategy. Don't just be putting stuff up on social media and thinking that people are just going to, oh, yeah, I like that. You know what I mean? Some people are. Occasionally they are. But if you have a strategy, then you don't have to feel around in the fucking dark. You know what's going to work and what's not. You're like, okay, this works and this doesn't. I'm going to try this. I'm going to do that. All right, so this increases visibility and reputation. This is how you stay relevant to your audience, all right? You're providing valuable education content that attracts, nurtures, and qualifies prospects. Again, you're providing valuable educational content that attracts, nurtures, and qualifies prospects. Okay, so you're going to know who's most likely to buy your product or try your service by their interaction and their engagement on the post that you're putting up because you're being educational. You know, you're attracting them, you're nurturing them, you're making sure that they're qualified, okay? A website. Next is a website or blog that consistently gives value to your target audience while increasing your findability online. I said findability so I wouldn't have to say search engine optimization, okay? But a website or blog that consistently gives value to your target audience while increasing your findability online. It took me a minute, but I got mine done, and the way that I did it is I didn't stretch myself. I went micro blog. I don't talk too much, but I said a little something, and that was good enough for me, and that was good enough for my audience too. They got what they came there for. I was straight to the point with it. Look, this is what you do. This is how you do it. And they love it. I mean, I get pretty good feedback on the blog. So, next, a marketing toolkit that includes content, testimonials, infographics, stories, and more. You should always be adding to your toolkit, no matter what, because you'll always have content if you just keep growing the content, keep building the content, make sure that the content solves problems, sheds light on problem, or demonstrates how you fix the problem. And it's, like I said, content, testimonials, infographics, stories, and more. Okay, you can never have enough. Next, implement, track, and adjust your brand's development with a simple monthly or weekly task list, or hire a brand manager. I don't care. But anyway, track and adjust the brand's development, okay? Pay attention to what's working, how it's working, if it's not working, and make adjustments so you can keep growing. Nobody wants to stop growing. All right? Now, next, the last two that we're going to actually get into is, well, brand development, okay? So this is adding value on a larger scale, okay? Adding value on a larger scale. We're going to fly through this, all right? So first, line extension, all right? Line extension, that is new forms, sizes, colors, ingredients, flavors, etc. of existing product category. Okay, now look, this is a fairly inexpensive way to introduce new products or services to your customer. An example, right? So, Market Mike LLC. I do digital marketing, right? Now, I switched it up a little bit on them, all right? And notice this is a service, not a product, okay? So, I switched it up on them a little bit. I started Market Mondays. Now, this is a different way for me to deliver the same value. The same value, plus a little bit extra, but it's the same way. I'm giving out digital marketing information on there. I am giving out offers on digital marketing services on there. I'm doing everything that I'm doing as Market Mike LLC in a different way, as a web series, okay? Two, Marketing with Mike the podcast, which you're on right now. I am giving out value, the same digital marketing information, how people can grow their business, you know, going to be doing interviews with people. Like, this is the same thing, different way. All right, same thing. All right, Market Mike Magazine. It's a blog. It's an online blog. Delivers the same exact value, a little bit extra. Does more for the local community. Talks about events. Does articles about entertainers. I fucking love entertainment. Okay, so New forms, sizes, colors, ingredients, or flavors of existing product category, okay? Same thing can go for if it's a product or a service, okay? So, brand extension. This assumes an existing brand name but combines with a new product category. So, it's a different target. You get what I'm saying? The brand extension is different from the line extension. The brand extension assumes an existing brand name but combines with a new product category. So, it's a different target. So if I would have went Market Mike's Market Monday, Market Mike LLC's Market Mondays, then that would have been a brand extension, okay? But instead of a line extension. Now, an example for brand extension is Kellogg's. So Kellogg's went to, they had all that cereal shit out, right? And then it went to Special K, category was health. So the target changed. It's a line of nutritional cereal, nutritional snacks, nutritional granola bars. Like their target changed to people who are more so in the health and wellness field, right? So they're not just getting people who like cereal. They're not getting people who enjoy breakfast in the morning, or people who are looking to save time with quick cereals, or marketing towards the kids anymore. They're marketing towards the health category, okay? So that changed, okay? That's the difference between line extension and brand extension. Next two. One is multi-brands. This is many different brands in one specific category. This is very great when you want to capture a larger market. An example is a collaborative. I was part of a collaborative where we were all doing the same, that we're all on the same team. We're doing different jobs. And we all had our own brands and our own businesses. And so we were going and marketing the collaborative, and now we get to introduce our separate audiences to each other, and this grows our network huge, immensely, and so it's pretty fucking amazing, okay? Now, something that you want to kind of be careful with multi-brands is making sure that you distinguish one from another. So you want to get the credit to your brand, but you also don't want to discredit the multi-brand, because you might have a funnel brand that you all come through, and you know, which is what we call the collaborative, and that's the way that people get, you know, get the services from us, and they don't know until we tell them or until we do presentations that we're an actual group, we're different brands all working together. And sometimes, you know, the credibility is there to give, and sometimes you just gotta take it. But you want to be careful who you're working with when you're doing multi-branding anyway, because, you know, people are shysters, just saying. So the next one is new brands, okay? This is usually when the power of the existing brand is, like, dying, you know what I mean? Like, it's losing its value, right? It's also appropriate when companies enter a new product category or they create a new type of service or product that does not coincide or connect or isn't identical to the last or the other product, okay? So an example of when the power is, like, dying and the brand's losing its value, if you all are from Indianapolis used to have Sweet 38, okay? So Sweet 38 was, like, live. That was the shit. That's where all of the superstars and entertainers would come to. It's where everybody hung out at. People loved it. Now, I'm not trying to shed any bad light on them. I'm just trying to say some facts here. The motherfucker kept getting shot up. So in that scenario, in that situation, they had to rebrand themselves, and they could not rebrand themselves with that name, and so they had to go to a new brand. They had to create a new brand, and since then, I've seen multiple clubs here in Indianapolis do it, and I'm sure they're not the ones. People all over the fucking world are doing it, but I'm just showing you as an example, because most of my listeners are local. So new brands, the new brands, that's how it was. Like, okay, Club Tropicana is now like Indie Live or Live Indie, you know, now. So it's the same thing, new brand. The power of the existing brand was dying. It was losing its value because too much dirt has been thrown on its name. Too much bad stuff or negative energy has been surrounded around it. And so they had to recreate, okay? And next was, it was appropriate when the product category was different than the original product category. So with that, it would be kind of like, my hemp business, because I have a hemp business, and I also have Market Mike. So Market Mike LLC is strictly dealing with social media, digital marketing, lead generation, branding, you know, business stuff, legacy stuff. And then my hemp business is more so dealing with health and wellness and, you know, holistic, medicinal, you know, stuff in that category. So that's an entirely different product category. I can't really put that with Market Mike LLC. People are going to be like, yo, like you went from, you know, selling lead generation to, you know, selling marijuana product, like paraphernalia, like, you know, they won't know, you know, what's going on. So you kind of create a new brand. So I created a new brand for my hemp business that is separate from my Market Mike business, because they just don't belong together. They don't belong there. So that's how that goes. All right. So there's strength in your brand and the values that you have for your brand, and you have to always be pushing to make them better. You have to always be pushing to make them phenomenal. Okay, so you want to assess your service, see what you're doing wrong, see what you're doing right, see what you can work on, you know, see what you should make your main focus, what's getting you the most results, okay, and then zone in on that and go hard or go home, right? And then market research, you know, you want to do more market research, find out what's going on with the competition, find out what's going on with the market, find out what's upsetting customers in this product category, find out what's making customers come back, you know, in this product category. You just do your homework, okay? Improve your why also. Improve your why. Why are you doing this? Okay, what changes do you want to bring into the world? What contributions do you want to make with your brand while you're here on earth? Okay, make sure you know, make sure you go more into depth every year, each year, you know, and so you can grow, so you can do things on different levels every year. Okay, this year you might do a backpack giveaway because you made enough sales to, you know, have a charity event, or you might do a whole lot of free training programs and help with grants to get people's businesses started, you know, and then next year you want to go all the way out, you want to do branding events for all the businesses you helped out last year to bring them more customers this year, you know. So just, you know, keep going up, keep improving why you're doing this, and keep going into depth with why you're doing it, and that's gonna help you to, you know, figure out new ways and more powerful ways and bigger ways to serve. Okay, next, add value on a consistent basis. Get somebody doing your content marketing. Get somebody doing your content, period, on a monthly basis. We have a package right now for $75, and it's not enough, but we do have a second package that's $150, and I feel like that's enough for 30 days. And it comes with market research, so it's not just like you're getting content just putting out there. No, the content is market research. We've done the market research. It's data-driven content. All you have to do is follow the information and post accordingly and get your audience engaged, and make sure that you don't have a lot of friends on your friends list that won't engage because they just don't give a shit. Make sure you have the right people on your page, people that are most likely interested in the information and the value that you're going to bring, you know, or else you're just going to waste all that content, okay? But you want to add this value through content on a consistent basis. So get content, right? After you get the content, schedule the content. Well, before you even do the content, get a editorial calendar, okay? Figure out your message, figure out your information, you know, your buyer persona, the message that you want to put out on a daily basis, you want to put out on a weekly basis, you know, get that going, get that ready to go, so you already know what you're talking about when you're posting, what your focus is when you're posting, okay? And then do your content and make up your content for every day. And then, you know, some of them are going to be memes, some of them might be video, some of them might be blog links or something like that. And then, you know, some videos you might post yourself, some stuff you might post from other pages. You know, you might have your memes, your quotes, your branding boards popping up. You might have links back to your podcast or back to your blog or back to your website. You might have some personal things that you want to talk about, you know, just be transparent for a minute, which everybody fucking loves. And so you can do all of those different types of things. And you can plan them. You can schedule these posts via Hootsuite, which is what we use. Or you can use any of these other scheduling sites that allow you to post so you can have more time. And, you know, your social is working itself, okay? And then you just make sure you fucking stay active. When people comment on that, people engage, you make sure you're right there and ready to engage back, all right? And then you create these relationships, okay? And so make sure you have stories. Make sure you are obtaining information. Make sure you are getting engaged and connecting with people. You know, make sure you have enough content, abundant content, buku content, okay? And make sure that you're scheduling posts, because we know that we can't be online 24 hours out of the day, all right? So make sure somebody's getting it done for you, or that you're, you know, scheduling it to get done, all right? And you want to gain more information, you want to generate more leads, you want to ask more questions, you want to find out what your competitors are doing, you want to align your brand with your morals and values so that you can make sure that you are consistently giving out that energy on a daily basis, okay? Always, 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 always. I am trying to think what else I can give you, like, of value, like, seriously. As far as the information goes for branding, just make sure that you connect with the values of your customer, honestly. Because a lot of people are just going to business, they're like, hey, let me sell you this. And it's not what the fuck your customer needs. Like, give your customer what they need. Like, you can't give them what they need unless you know what they need. So you need to go figure out what they need. Like, don't just sit there and try to, like, you know, sell some things. It's not going to sell because it's not, there's no demand for it. So find out what your customer actually needs and develop that service and that product, okay? That's how you help people. That's how you solve problems, okay? And then find out more information, you know? What do they like about that type of product? What do they not like about that type of product? What gender spends most of the time or money on, you know, that product or your brand for that case, okay? Because that's essentially the decision maker in your industry, and that's who you should be targeting with your posts and with your advertisements, okay? So don't ever forget information. Information is the biggest key when you are growing your business, all right? Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'll see y'all next time. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Market Mike. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode. I know it's really, really long, but I hope you all got some very good information out of it, and I hope to catch you all again on the next episode. Make sure that you subscribe. We are streaming on over 7 streaming sites, including Spotify, so we are easy to find. We will send you updates, notifications when we post new episodes, but you have to subscribe. Also, follow us on social media at Market Mike LLC on Facebook, Market Mike ND, Market Mike 2020. Follow us on Instagram at Market Mike ND or Market Mike LLC. Okay, our website, new website, just popping out. Grand launch is New Year's Day, and that is Market Mike. MarketMikeLLC.net, okay, MarketMikeLLC.net. Also, the blog is up. The blog is up. If you like your business featured on an article on our blog, please let us know. If you are an entrepreneur or an entertainer, we will take pleasure in posting you on our blog, okay, and that is MarketMikeMagazine.com. Again, that's MarketMikeMagazine.com. Please make sure you subscribe. And also, if you happen to go onto the Anchor site page, please, please, please be sure to check out the sponsorship options. Your sponsorship means a lot to us. It starts as low as $4 a month to sponsor us, and that's so we can keep getting this great content and information out and building this podcast so that we can grow businesses all over the place. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in, and you all enjoy your day.